Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
And of course, you can figure out that Dave is not here. He is off on this December the 26th. This is Rennie Knott filling in, and it is indeed a pleasure to be with you one day after Christmas. In studio, not alone this time, I've got Mike Claiborne here with me, my main man, my best friend, my buddy. By the way, the guy who has been my outreach system for quite some time now. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, man. It's good. You know what? We've done this a couple of times now. And it's always good to hang out with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
We don't have a cigar with us at this point, but we find
no
one.
No smoking allowed in the building, right?
No.
That's what I hear.
Nobody's here, so who would know?
You just let the cat out the bag. Everybody would know now. Everybody listening, and hopefully a lot of folks are listening. Mike and I are not alone. Daniel is running the board here as a producer. Thank you, Daniel, for being in here, because, you know, I need all the help I can get. I also brought along a couple of friends of mine. One would be my son, Easton. In town for the holidays. Thank you for being here, my man.
Easton, where are you living now?
Just outside of Washington, D.C., Bethesda, Maryland. So took, 19 years to get back there after moving to St. Louis, but been happy to be out
there. I remember you
had
a stellar career at WashU as a football player.
Many moons ago, yeah. My knees remind me of it about every day.
Now,
so.
Are you at that point now where you can start telling people that you were a legend and all of that? Because, you know, I got to tell you, since I've been out of school, it's amazing I'm not in somebody's Hall of Fame as good of a player as I thought
you know,
I was.
I think going through however many years of dealing with that from the man who was once called Mount Fuji with toes, a.k.a. Rennie Knott over here, it slowed me down a bit, but there's a little bit of me now coaching, working with high school students, and, oh, we want to go see WashU. Like, oh, were you good? Hey, going to the athletic complex, there's a big mural. That big picture on top, I'm the one in it.
Yeah. See, I'm in my alma mater's Hall of Fame. So,
are you really?
Yeah. So whenever it comes up, like, hey, man, they got a plaque with my name on it. Where's yours at?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm blessed on that.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't have a plaque.
Well, it's not too late.
But I've got great memories.
Hey, right out of check, you might be able to find it. But I understand that.
You
they do that
is.
Also.
Right. Make a donation.
Exactly.
We'll give
they
you
give
a wing.
We'll
give you everything
whole
you need.
Nine yards.
Name a sport after you, too,
Speaking
while you're at
wings,
it.
Speaking of wings, I got to do a little personal business.
Okay.
As you and I were talking, I had a little stay at the hospital, at St. Luke's Hospital.
Yes.
The other day. Well, it was more than the other day. I have to thank the nurses there.
Mm.
The nurses and the techs. Michelle, Erica, April, Rebecca, JoJo, Sharon were just incredible. You've been on your back before, as was I.
Yeah.
And, man, you know what? Yeah, I don't know where the world would be without nurses.
Yeah, you know what? Underrated. Truly underrated for what they provide. And really, they go beyond what the doctors do. Because the doctors are there for a while, and they leave.
They do a drive-by.
Nurses are there all the time.
Exactly. And we really get along until it's time to draw blood.
I cannot believe that story
Rennie,
you told me
I'm
about you and blood.
So here's one. This is a few years ago. My daughter was taking me to go get blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a little Valium just to kind of relax me.
Okay.
Right? So I think I'm really good. I'm good. Yeah, they doing the blood. I get up out of the chair. The next thing I know, I look up and there's all these white jackets looking down at me and my daughter with her hands on her hips saying, really? This is why I brought you here. Oh, my blood donations are legendary.
Yeah.
They're like, now there's an urgent care where when I go through St. Luke's, I go there. Mm-hmm. When they see me come in, they're like, uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Here he comes. Hi. Get the stretcher ready.
Did you take anything before you came? Not enough in some cases.
Well, we're going to talk more about this particular holiday season because I think for everybody in this room, the holiday season hit differently in 2025 than it has in previous years. We're also joined in the studio by Kelly Hughes, who is one of my favorite people on the planet. She was one of our producers at KSCK when I was still there doing the 6 a.m. show. And now she's one of the producers of The Rundown with Rennie Knott. Rennie Knott, by the way. I say that all the time, and I don't know why I do that. But Kelly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having
me. Now, I'm hearing a lot of good things about this Rundown show.
I'm good at spreading
I'm hearing a lot of good stuff about
you. Thank you. We're going to get you on.
You know, you just call me anytime.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to get you on. We have a whole list of people that will be coming up. It's a very, what's the best way to describe it? It's a great open conversation. That goes anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. I mean, I don't know the exact timing on it.
There is no time.
But we just kind of talk.
There's no time limit.
Yeah,
and that's the great thing about this new vehicle we have, podcast, sit mm-hmm. down, whatever you want to call it. There are no guardrails. You can talk about whatever for as long. And I've done a few of these. Some of them can go an hour. Some of them can go 20 minutes. It just depends on who it is and what you want to talk about. And I think it's one of the great things in our society because we can tell our own story now.
Yes.
Compared to letting somebody else give you the narrative. And I love it.
If you think about a news story, mm-hmm. so let's say I'm going to do a feature story on Mike Claiborne. So I'm putting this story together and it's time for me to cut it and get it ready to go on air. So we talked, let's say 30 minutes. That 30-minute interview is going to be cut down to 2 minutes maximum, maybe a little bit more than that, depending on how interesting things get. But it's not going 3 minutes. It's not going 2.5 minutes. And so some of your story gets told, some of it gets shortened, some of it gets left out altogether. But now there are no holds barred. We're able to really express ourselves, get the full thought out. No one's cutting you off. But I do like the idea of the fact that you could control your story. And I could control my ways of doing the stories because that whole editorial deal, and I'm not saying that we're going off the rails and not speaking the truth, but the idea that someone's coming in there and cutting it all down
too many cooks in the kitchen.
I mean, these guys over here, they're of what I would call the podcast era because I don't listen to any of them until we started doing one. And I'm like, seriously, people sit down and listen to two people just talking for a while? And then you start listening, and the stories that you learn are phenomenal. I mean, what you listen to podcasts regularly, right, D?
Yeah. I think with podcasts, the beauty of it is, you know, we were kind of talking about it earlier, with just kind of radio continuing to be a medium that's living with so many of the changes in media. It's that it's a passive activity. You can put it on while you're driving. You can put it on while you're doing work, while you're cleaning. Mm-hmm. And so while you're going to bed, whatever it might be, and still be engaging with it, still be paying attention to it. And there's so many different avenues, whether you want to, like, hey, I'm following this sports podcast, or I want to listen to this true crime podcast, or it's more on the individual side of, I know this person that I want to be paying attention to, and I love mm-hmm. hearing what they have to say. So you never know what is going to catch your eye and what is, or catch your ear in that sense. But I think it's been fascinating to see how it's spread and how the different niche areas have really found their own found their own celebrities. You know?
They've grown. And I was surprised with how popular the Kelseys are, right? I'm thinking, well, how many people out there are into the Kelseys because how many football fans are there? But a lot of their popularity popped up higher because of the fact that Taylor Swift ended up in the picture. And now people are listening to get some inside stories on her. Am I right?
It helped.
I think that's a significant portion of the women listening, for sure. But then they're two funny guys. They're engaging.
Yeah.
I think that's what holds people.
Okay.
I think Travis Kelce No, the other one. Jason.
Jason.
I think he is a Monday Night Football kind of must-watch pregame.
He's developing.
He's, you know what? He kind of reminds me of how, and the other guys I could take a lead for the most part.
Mm.
But I think he's kind of like the Shaq of the NBA not TNT, on ESPN.
ESPN, yeah.
He's that guy who can do a lot of things, and he knows the game. That's the other thing. I've always felt like while quarterbacks get paid a lot of money to be analysts, I think you give me a good offensive lineman to break the game down.
Especially a center.
Yeah.
Especially a center.
Yeah. And they understand the game maybe better than the quarterback does.
Yeah. Well, they're the ones going to call the line adjustments and things like that according to whatever the defense is. So they might be one of, if not the smartest players on the field at the time. Between that and the safety or one of the linebackers, that's calling the defense based on what the offense is doing. So I like watching him. I like listening to him because he's very regular, just genuine. That's every guy I knew when I played football in college, that's the way they were. Just kind of goofy, off the cuff, say whatever's going on. But at the same time,
business, though.
They knew that. Yeah. They knew. They knew. And I think the other part of that, going back in time, and you guys, you know, Callie plays tennis, by the way, just to let people know that she is, she's kind of athletic. I guess you could throw that in there, too, if you count tennis. No, just kidding about that. Yes. But the thing about sports that I always enjoyed was everybody sacrificed. We all knew who was the better athlete and who was the one that needed a little help. But when it came time to play, we all came together and gave it everything we had to make it work. And then when you listen to a guy like that, you respect everything he says because if he's criticizing, he knows what's wrong. If he's praising, then you go, oh, yeah, that guy needs to have the attention that he's getting.
And he sees the little things that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that I've come to appreciate about
him. Well, I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there. You are listening to KMOX. 100 years now on the air. Congratulations on all of that. This is normally the Dave Glover Show, and it still is Dave's show, but this afternoon, Rennie Knott is filling in, and it is my pleasure to have a group behind us because we are going to have an entertaining and fun time this afternoon, one day after Christmas. I started the show by talking about how this particular holiday season was different for each and every person in this room compared to others. This is probably the one time in the long time that the true meaning of Christmas and the holiday season came to mind. As people know that I'm going through a transition right now professionally, and so because of that, my wife and I decided that this year we weren't going to do the presents and all that as we normally would do. Normally, our front room would have wrapping paper and boxes and things like that all over the place. But this year, we couldn't do that for the simple fact that, you know, we got to make our money stretch because we're in between things. So when that next big paycheck comes in, I don't have the slightest idea as to when that is going to be, but hopefully it's soon. So
it's on your list of things to do.
It is on my list of things to do. And so this holiday season became more about truly what our blessings are. And our blessings are the fact that I have a healthy son and daughter. I have a healthy wife. I've got two incredible basset hounds. One's not healthy right now. He sprained his paw yesterday, and he's milking it for all it's worth at this time. But you start to realize that it's not about the presents. It's not about the money you spend. It's not about... I used to always go to Frontenac Mall on Christmas Eve and go and buy my wife's presents that night. And it was funny because the first time I would go
Christmas
in there...
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Every year.
But every year, and there's twice that I did that, and I'm walking down the, I guess, hallways or whatever you call it at the mall, and Jackie Joyner Kersey's walking right next to me, and I turn around and go, oh, you too, huh? She goes, oh, yeah. So it's like this mad sprint.
If you're ever looking for Jackie, just she's always out there.
She's always out there. But you realize that this year, that's not what really matters. And when I say we would spend some money on Christmas, we would spend some money on Christmas. We would save all year so that we can get the kids the big things that they wanted. I'd get my wife the big thing that she did not necessarily want or expect.
Pots and pans? You didn't get it?
No, pots and pans.
Didn't go there, right?
No,
okay, all right.
No, the people at Tiffany's and the people at Louis Vuitton knew who I was, you know, a couple of years there because that's where you would go.
She already picked it out. It's already here waiting for you.
But this year, we did not exchange presents. We did not exchange presents this year because I truly believe that the blessing was the fact that we were here, in that we were together, and we had support, and we had love. And I had never really thought about that until this year.
See, I'm a little bit of a different bird on Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a guy that runs out and gets gifts, mm-hmm. and I don't expect any in return. I enjoy the fellowship and the camaraderie and everybody coming together.
Yeah.
My dad used to always tell me, hey, man, if you really want to buy a gift, don't look at a day on the calendar to buy it. You mm-hmm. buy because you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do give gifts, like, to my kids, you know. And, you know, today, kids, all they want is money. All right? Now, don't pick anything out for me. Just give me the money. I'll go get it myself. And, you know, people who've done things for me, you know, during the course of the year. But I'm like you, you know, we kind of went through some things, mm-hmm. and I just kind of sat back yesterday and just kind of like inhaled how blessed I am to be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you think about it along those fronts, and I always call my buds who I know maybe not doesn't have family here or doesn't have any, and I cook. I love to cook. So I had my boys over yesterday, and we just sat back, and a buddy of mine came in from Chicago and didn't know he was coming and was so glad to see him. And that's how I celebrate holidays, just getting people together in a room.
But that's what it should be.
Yeah.
That really is what it should be. It should be about...
And being a bachelor, I don't have to...
There's nobody expecting anything.
There you go.
But I will say this about that. It can be a lonely situation sometimes. And I only speak that way because...
I got a dog, man. I have a shepherd Malamute who gives me all the love I need.
You want to have two basses hang out with you? Because I'll bring mine over there.
That's a little too much. That's a little too much.
But what I truly found, and I don't want to, you know, be sappy or seem like all of a sudden this guy's found religion, but I felt that even though I was going through some things and still going through some things, I still have it better off than 95% of the people I come in contact with every day.
Yeah.
And because of that, there is hope. Because of that, there's probably going to be opportunities and things that until you get to this point in your life, you just kind of take for granted. You don't even think about it anymore. I would go places and people were like knowing me from TV. And so people treated you differently. The other night we go to dinner on Christmas Eve.
Where'd you go to dinner?
It's backed up. We go to Outback. Outback Steakhouse.
Really?
We have gone to Outback Steakhouse since, what, you were like five?
Before that.
I didn't know they had an Outback.
Oh, it's all the way out in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They used to have one on Manchester. Now we go out there.
Okay.
But, you know, we go in there, and it is packed. And we already had a reservation. It is packed. People are lining up. They're outside and everything else. Now, no one said, oh, let's run it out. Make sure he's seated because, you know, and that's the guy on TV. People didn't pay attention. You're just one of the people standing in the lobby. It was time to eat. People walked by and kind of looked at me like, I've seen this guy somewhere before. Yeah. One guy actually did. A couple of bucks just mentioned my name. But you start to realize.
That's who you are. Yeah.
I've gotten that. I get that or get Randy. I get Randy. In fact, I got Randy from a real good media friend, and I think he just mistyped.
That's what we'll say. That makes us feel better.
It makes me feel better. I go, he just mistyped. But he also used to work with somebody named Randy, and I think because of that, and her name is Randy Naughton, and so they kind of slide together. I've actually been called Randy Naughton a couple of times, too.
I've been called Michael Wilbon. Don't do that.
You've been Wilbon?
Michael Wilbon, yeah.
I know him.
Yeah.
I know him.
He's one of my favorites.
He's a great guy. Him and Tony are a couple of great people, believe it or not, because you can watch it sometimes and think they don't like each other, but they really do enjoy each other. But going back to the whole Christmas thing is that Christmas Eve, I felt kind of bad because I'm thinking I can't provide like normally would. But then today and yesterday, I started to feel so much better because I realized that I've got everything I needed.
You got your health, first of all.
From what I know.
Well, at least for the next
four for the next 4 hours.
At least through this commercial break, at least.
But, you know, like I was talking with Callie, you know, Callie's going through something with her family, too. And so the season is different. And because the season is different, I think you take a stock within yourself.
Yep.
And take a stock at all the small things in life. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want you to cry or nothing like that.
No, I won't cry or nothing. We had a Christmas
So this music is telling us that we need to take a commercial break.
Oh, okay. Because I can't hear anything.
You can't?
All I hear is Rennie.
I was wondering why you're still going.
You so love yourself, don't you?
Is that what it is?
that's what it is. He can hear it just fine.
This is Rennie and I. We'll be right back here on the Dave Glover Show. Don't go away. Welcome back to KMOX. It is a Dave Glover Show, but this afternoon we had Rennie Knott sitting in, filling in for Dave, and it's been fun so far, but I just learned that I went too long in the last break because I couldn't hear the music, and I didn't realize I had to be quiet and go to break. So this time, we're going to do a short segment, that way we get back on track. Does that sound all right, D?
Sounds perfect.
All right, he's the man over there. Mike Claiborne sitting in as well as my son Easton, and Callie, producer from The Rundown with Rennie Knott, our podcast that we air once a week on YouTube, has been quite the, I wouldn't say experiment, quite the experience to do that. It started out for me as an experiment to see if it was something that could even catch on and be fiery as far as my attention goes, and it's been a great time.
It's been an excellent time.
It's been fun.
I think we've had a lot of fun doing it, and then every interview, I think both of us and everyone listening is learning stuff about these names of mm-hmm. people they've heard of for mm-hmm. a long time that they never expected to hear.
I think that's one of the things that I have enjoyed about doing the podcast was being able to talk to people long enough to get them to tell me something about them that maybe someone else doesn't know or something that hasn't been said very often. We just sat down with Brian Williams, who is going to run for the St. Louis County Executive, and to sit and talk with him, and he actually discloses about the fact that it took him a while to accept the situation with his dad. Pretty much up until the time he became a dad himself, and his son, I believe, is only like two years old.
Yeah.
And you think about that, and you think, gosh, wow, it took you that long to come to grips with it and to understand it. And I think it resonates with people that now they understand things a little bit better. He spoke very highly of his grandparents, 95-year-old granddad, who to this day is still a driving force in his life, and his mom being a driving force, and his grandmother being a driving force. And, you know, we talk sometimes about it takes a village. And then you see this young man achieve what he has achieved in politics, and you realize he's had a village. He's had a support system that helped him get there. Because when you think about it, a young black man who went to Hazelwood Central probably isn't thinking about one day becoming a state senator, one day becoming the county executive, and who knows where he could go after that. But when people are there to support you and to keep that dream alive, you thus become that person, you know? And mm-hmm. I think when I look at him and where he is, and he's got probably one of the greatest smiles of all time, he smiles because he's representing his family the way I think he's wanted to represent his family at that high level. So to you, I say thank you very much. This is not a campaign, Brian, but I just wanted to know that I really enjoy talking and learning something more about you that maybe others hadn't discovered as of yet, but will when they listen to The Rundown with Rennie Knott. How about
they
that?
Will.
Like that transition? It's called
Excellent. A
segue, kind of a segue. It is 1:30 in the afternoon.
You're weaving, you're bobbing and weaving pretty well on
I'm
this.
I'm bobbing and weaving because I'm by myself over here for 5 minutes trying to dance through that real quick, and I overstepped my boundary again by 20 seconds. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on The Dave Glover Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I kind of like to let it play out a little bit, but I realize that this is going to be a while before we actually hear them say something. Welcome back to the Dave the Lover Show. This is Rudy Knott sitting in on this December 26th, one day after Christmas. Merry Christmas to you all. I hope your holiday season has been going great. Something that isn't going great that we had an opportunity to kind of chat about during the break, the St. Louis Blues season. It is not what we come to hope for, because we hope that every year that our team is a team that can compete for the Stanley Cup. Not to say that that will not be the case when push comes to shove, but right now it seems far-fetched to think that that is indeed going to happen. I mentioned the fact to Mike that I like Coach Montgomery. I've never met the man. I just like watching him when he speaks to the media. I like watching him when he's on the bench. There's a fire. There's a temperament that he displays that makes you think, I could run through a wall for that guy. Am I right?
Yeah, I would agree. I think he's very well prepared. I think that the game has changed in how you coach players. Mm-hmm. The kick in the butt doesn't work as much as it used to because guys have guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, you can't talk to them certain ways. And that doesn't mean you have to be a tyrant, but there's sometimes you have to get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was a time, and you guys played sports, where if a coach wanted to get your attention, we do some running.
Oh, yeah.
We do some stairs.
Up, downs,
stairs. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Now you don't do boards like you used to in hockey. You don't do lines because, oh, it takes too much away from my legs, and, mm-hmm. you know, and you know it's a punishment. So you have to find other ways, and sometimes you just don't play guys. But then at what point do you sacrifice one of your better players not playing because you need them, because you don't have enough talent?
Well, you also have to have the backing of management.
Exactly.
Because yeah. management can go, well, that player, because he's got a guaranteed contract, is way more important to us than you are, coach.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. No trade. That's the problem today, where a team or a player can say, all right, I have a no trade. These are the places I'm not going.
Right.
And so now those maybe a half a dozen teams you can't do business with. And then the other teams, you know, because of the salary cap, may not be able to take that salary on. So there's a lot of things that go into it. I think coaching and managing today in sports is harder than it's ever been. You pick the sport, and I'll give you an example. But in Jim Montgomery's case, it wouldn't hurt to have some healthier players and mm-hmm. maybe a few more guys who mm-hmm. really want to play and play mm-hmm. tough. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean fight. That means play tough. This is a hard sport.
Well, toughness is how they won the cup.
Exactly. They leaned on people. They made you hard to mm-hmm. play against, and we don't have that right now. Yeah. And they're going through a similar situation transition-wise in upper management. You know, Alexander Steen will take over next year, much like Hein Bloom is taking over for the Cardinals. And you have to put your fingerprints on this thing as well. I like the direction of the Blues. I like the direction of the Cardinals. It's the first time we've seen either of these transitions take place in mm-hmm. St. Louis sports. And it's taken some getting used to, not only by the players, but certainly the fans, the media, everyone else is trying to figure out what does this look like. And but I'm not one that says, well, we'll be ready to go in 2 years. No, I want
right
as
now.
We were talking about
right
earlier. At last check, there's 162 games on the Cardinals schedule that starts in 2026.
Right.
I'm not giving up any games to say we'll be better in 27 because we're not going to be good in 26. No.
If you want my ticket money now.
Exactly.
I want you good now.
And I think that's the mindset of Hein Bloom. We're going to play this season like, you know.
We're out to win it.
Exactly.
We're out to win it.
And I think the Blues are in the same position. The injury bug has hurt the Blues. I don't like the makeup of the fact that we don't have enough physical players who make – you want to play – you want the Blues to be a team where you say, damn, we got to play the Blues tonight.
Right.
They play us hard.
You don't
they
feel
play
that?
Us, they, I don't, you don't I don't feel, feel it. No,
so
I don't.
So what is – the record still – I think it got up to 8 overtime losses. Am I correct?
Yeah. Overtime has not been a friend.
Okay. So – but that's when push comes to shove. That's when you dig deep. That's
you gotta
when you
want
grind.
It.
That's when,
you got to
exactly.
Want it.
Exactly. So I think that particular record says a few things about the roster, says a few things about what's missing, what's lacking.
The word we use these days, Rennie, is culture. Culture in the room.
There you go.
And I like players on this team. Braden Schenn can play for me any day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a captain. Mm-hmm. And he sacrifices himself for some guys who aren't worthy, in my opinion, to sacrifice. Just plain and simple. Mm. If they gave the effort and grit that Braden Schenn shows every night, we wouldn't be talking about the Blues in the manner that we do.
There's time to correct it.
You're right.
We're early. And, and that's the thing that we can't lose sight of. We're early. We still have an Olympic break to go through. You've got time to take care of the injuries. You've got time to get your head right. The coach has time to let players separate for a while and understand why they play the sport, why they do what they do. And then get back together and hopefully have a rejuvenated attitude towards winning, towards pushing, towards being what I'm supposed to be on this ice.
Yeah.
But right now, it's just game's going to start here. I just got to get to the end of the game.
Well,
and then whatever happens in between happens. And at least that's what, when I watch a game, that's how I feel.
Well, I think you're on to something when it comes to that. So for me, on the calendar, Flag Day in baseball, June 14th, mm-hmm. is a day where now I know what we have.
Okay.
And I know we have time to fix it. For hockey, it's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Okay.
After January 15th, now we know what we have.
Yeah.
And you still have time to fix it.
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's Halloween.
Mm.
You know, because, you know, in football today, because of the lack of physical play contact in the exhibition season, and your best players don't play,
mm-hmm. You need
a month to get yourself in football shape.
Yeah.
So those are my days I circle on the calendar on when I really take this serious.
Hmm.
And so we're coming up on MLK Day here pretty soon. And by then we know what you have. You've dealt with injury. You've brought people up from the minors. You know what they can do and what they can't do. You know what you need. And you still have time to go out and get it and make it a competitive season.
It's tick-tock tick right now because we're talking 20-plus days.
The year when they won in 19, they really didn't get this thing going until after the first of the year.
I think they got rid of the coach, you know,
in
that time period,
exactly.
Because they knew that wasn't the guy that could drive the bus. Callie's a big fan, by the way,
Of the Blues. I think Jim Montgomery is the right coach for this situation.
Yeah, I agree with that because of just what I've seen of him and the way – there's something about body language. There's something about facial expressions. That there's times when I would watch Mar Mole and I would question whether or not he had the stones to be that guy.
Oh.
But I believe it now.
Church bells.
And when I see him.
Yeah, church bells. I'll just let it go with that.
When I see Montgomery, I feel that, oh, yeah, this guy's got the stones to do it. And one of the points you bring up is that do all the players have the stones to be those guys? And there's one incident that happened that we touched on when they pulled Bennington.
Yeah.
And you saw Bennington kind of, you know, fight back at the coach, a little mouthy and things like that.
I'm glad he did. It tells me he wants to play.
Wants to play. Yeah. But you also saw Montgomery just kind of let it go. Like, this is an example to you
territory.
All.
We saw this recently. Steve Kerr and Draymond Green had a moment like this early in the week. And it was really, it was not.
It went somewhere.
Yeah, it went somewhere.
It went somewhere.
But they both acknowledged –
you know, that, hey, we probably could have handled it. And when you've been with a guy, they've been together, what, 12 years? You're going to, marriages have those moments too, from what I'm told.
I've been with my wife for 38 years. I don't remember any of those moments. I think it was all smooth sailing.
Let me just tell
you
this.
I've been there for 35 of those years.
I'm going to say, while you're on the radio right now, you don't remember any of those moments, okay?
They're all great moments.
Because you'll have one when you get home. You'll have one if you get home.
We'll have a different conversation on Monday. Exactly. When the time comes.
Hey, Rennie, how'd the weekend go?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know. Remember all the stuff I said about blessings? There's a couple I got wrong. You know, it's interesting when we start talking about coaches and how coaches motivate you, because Issa's coach at Wash U, Coach K, has just written a book. And he and I had a conversation about the book and the stories. And he said that Easton, he wants to put Easton in his next book because of some of the things that took place. And it's interesting how you can have these great athletes who have tremendous athletic ability, but it takes a certain instance, a certain something that kicks you in the butt and makes you become that guy. Am I right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I, at this point, love to point out that I was...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thorn and Coach K's side for 4 years probably made him a little bit grayer than he was or was going to be at that age. But I think that there was so much of his message and so much of him as a coach, as a leader of young men, where I was solely focused on the football side of things and what I was going to do and how my spring practices went. Nothing else that was going on in my life or how I was doing them in relation to the team, how that impacted others, how others saw that. And, you know, you kind of buy in over time because you have to, and then you get moving. And by my senior year and after I graduate, I look back and I go, I am a completely different human being because of the way this man pushed me and the way this man made me embrace not only what it meant to be a teammate, but what it meant to have eyes on you. What it meant that, yeah, the captain is the leader of the team, but every single person has the ability to lead others. And it is something that when you're 18, 19 years old, you know, you think that you rule the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get a little bit older, and now as a coach myself, being able to see those instances of a guy coming into a team like, oh, I can do this. This is no problem. I'll do it the way I want to do it. It's fine. It's like, it's not about that, because one day you're going to come up against something that you can't just get out of because you've been the best your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not just about, you know, being the greatest guy on the football field or on the ice. Sometimes it's about being the guy you think you are in a certain environment and then realize that we can do without you, and that it's going to go on with or without you.
You know,
and that's hard to swallow.
I think coaching today is hard at every level, especially on the youth level, because parents are so much more engaged.
Well, hold on a second, because I got to take this break before I end up
getting
behind.
Oh, you're going to take a break here.
I got to.
You're learning but this radio thing.
There's this
here.
Other
I'm
thing
liking
on,
this,
on the side of the side of the break that I want to touch on with you.
All right.
And that is about the NIL and the portal.
Oh, man.
Because I think that's the other thing that enters into this conversation. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show right now. It is 1:46 on December the 26th. Thanks for being with us. We're going to take a break. We will be right back. Once again, we're not going to make it all the way through the lyrics, but this is Run DMC. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show, and this is Running Out Behind the Microphone. Joined in studio by my son, Easton, my good friend, Callie, and of course, the one and only Mike Claiborne. And Mike, before we went to break, we'll talk a little bit about what's it like these days with the athletes and trying to get the most out of the athlete. And one of the things that's got me right now is this whole transfer portal and the NIL in college sports, because I think guys are chasing the dollars, and that's okay, but the loyalty is going out the window.
There's no such thing as loyalty, and I
got to ask, if you're leaving because it's about the dollars or you're chasing the dollars, then what is your full commitment to that team and actually with winning with that particular team?
Well, you know what? But this goes back to coaching, because coaches did this all the time.
True.
You know, and so the kid was stuck there at the school because he couldn't transfer. Mm-hmm. If he did, he had to sit out. So now it's free reign. They've got to reel it in. I'm trying to think. Maybe it was a Calipari who came up with the concept that you can transfer twice. The second time, you have 5 years to complete your eligibility.
Okay.
You can transfer twice, but the second time you have to sit out a year.
So you lose a year of eligibility.
Yeah, you lose a year.
Because now guys are playing, what, 6 years? They're getting like six?
Man, you have guys that's like...
Their kids are in the stands watching
exactly.
the play.
You know, and I mean, so at some point we've got to tie this thing down, because, you know, you have guys that are 26, 27 years old playing against 18-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the NIL and the money that comes with it, there's a lot of mismanagement already that's taking place. And for a lot of these kids, they get the check, but they're not paying the taxes. They're not employees, so they're getting the 1099.
Yeah.
And nobody's putting that money away for the tax issues. I mean, there's so many things wrong with it. Now, I don't begrudge any of these kids making money. I don't. But I think there's got to be some guardrails put in place to ensure that this young person is going to have a chance to have a successful life after they
like have a trust fund or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I think the financial literacy is out the window, because the kids that are getting the money are kids that come from a background where there is no money.
Exactly.
There is no financial literacy. And so no one is setting the tone to say, hey, we're going to put this away and do that. I believe it was Jason Tatum was the first time I saw this, but I guess it happens quite a bit, where his mother said, you're going to live off of your endorsement money and the rest of the money we're putting away.
Well, I know Klay Thompson was like that.
Yeah.
Michael Thompson was like, no, bro, you're going to live off the endorsement money. You're going to get your two-bedroom apartment. You're only going to have one car.
That's
all you need. But you know, the problem is there just aren't enough people who are willing to step up and do that because they're enamored by this large sum of money that comes in also. So it's a challenge. We got to fix it, because we're running off too many good coaches that are just fed up.
Mm-hmm.
I know more college coaches that are looking for NFL jobs. It used to be the other way around. But now, you know, you come in and you want to coach a kid up, and now you have to recruit him basically every day
because somebody else is calling them, trying to recruit them. It's a circus that they've got to come up with a solution for.
Well, what they have now, general managers in college sports,
general managers
because
now,
they've got people who've got to be able to take care of the business side of the business.
And you better have a fundraiser for NIL. That doesn't coincide with having your boosters who are already supporting you.
Right.
So you have to go out and find a whole new batch of donors.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, Troy Aikman made the point, he the kid that transferred from UCLA, he said, I wrote out a check to make sure he was there, and he already left. And he said, I never met him.
But let's
not forget about
Troy was at Oklahoma and transferred
to UCLA.
And that was because, was it Holiday was the quarterback that took over the little guy, Jamal
Holloway.
Took over a quarterback at OU, and then he became the option quarterback, and Troy went to UCLA.
And
where's Holiday now? We don't know. We're going to step aside once again because I'm going to be on time for this break. You're listening to the Dave Glover Show, running out behind the microphone, joined in studio by a host of people. On the other side of the break, we're going to be joined by local motivational speaker Ben Newman. Trust me, he will get you ready for 2026.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.